I had been down there on the Juneau Ice Cap in the previous year. I'd been on the Ice Cap in 1950 with the American Geographical Society. And I'd heard that there was something called the Geophysical Institute, so I'd written a letter, and Wilson was the director of the institute then. And so he found out that Terry Moore was going to fly down and land his supercargo on the ice cap, and he said, well, why don't you interview this guy who wrote to us from Cleveland about a job? I had just gotten a degree in physics. And the interview lasted about 10 minutes as he sort of jumped out of the airplane and said, are you Charles Wilson? I said, yes. He said, do you want a job? And I said, yes. And that was sort of the end of the interview. I had very much to my mother's distress gone to Alaska for a second summer for a job that had no money involved in it. The American Geographical Society, they just took people up who would work just for the privilege of going to Alaska. And it was certainly worth it. But I was coming back after not having worked two summers in a row after mother had put me through college. And so, okay, I said, Mom, I got a job. Where? I'm in Alaska. Okay, well, you know, send money home and come back. And now 50 years later, I'm still here. But there have been so many things that have been interesting that have gone on in all these years. But one thing I want to say is that it's wonderful to have been associated with an organization like the Geophysical Institute for so many years. And a few years ago, in 1996, I was asked to come back out of retirement and become active in infrasonics again. So we've been doing that. We just went down to Palmer Station in Antarctica. And as a result of this, we're probably going to be putting in two more arrays, one at Windless Bight. Dan is organizing this. And then another in at Palmer Station in a couple of years. So it will, my tenure here will probably continue for a couple of more years. Well, after having said this, that it's an incredible place to work, as many of you know, that if you can figure out something to do and how to get funded, you have total autonomy. And that's very unusual, I think, even today, because usually if you're working in science, you're part of a large group and have to do what the director of your particular group says. And that has not been true at the Institute for many years. I think it's one of the best aspects of it is that you can do what you are interested in doing, and as long as you can get someone to pay for it. Well, one of the things that I was asked to do when we first arrived here, when I first arrived here in September of 1951, was to do some parallactic photography of the aurora, because I guess there was still some doubts about the height of the aurora. And so Dr. Elby, who was the director then, I guess this was about 52, said, well, that he had some friends in the railroad and that they would lend us some railroad cars if we wanted to put instruments down at Healy. Well, there was no road down there, and you had to either take the train or whatever. So